Well, he's a Queenslander. They seem to pop up everywhere. Moses Mbai from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs joins us. G'day, Moses.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Geez, you sound pretty chipper for a Queenslander.
Mate, why wouldn't I?
Well, you haven't won anything yet. Why are you so up?
We're confident anyway.
You always are, mate.
You've been on the fringes there, Moses, haven't you? Have you been involved in that extended squad yet?
Not really the extended squad, mate, but I've attended a couple of dinners, you know, yeah, with Mal and the squads, but yeah, that's about as close as I've been.
Yeah, still then, mate. That's fantastic. But you've got that. It's all about Queensland origin, isn't it, Moses? You know, for a boy from the Sunshine Coast, you know all about it.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think everyone who's born and raised in Queensland, they are passionate Queenslanders, and I'm one of them.
Mate, the Bulldogs, how's all that going? Great opportunity you had against the Raiders. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, it was a good opportunity, mate. It was, you know, great to get off the mark. We're struggling to find a little bit of form there. We had a few losses back-to-back, and it was great to break the shackles a little bit, hopefully kickstart our season. But, yeah, the game was a funny game. We jumped out to a flying start and got a good lead, and that big Canberra pack just came firing back at us and caught up, but at the end of the day, we got away with it, luckily, so it was good.
Mate, we mentioned that, geez, in fact, you know what? Most of the teams that have been missing origin players over the weekend, they all rose to the occasion and won. The Cowboys, they were missing four blokes, they won. You were missing, what, four blokes, you won, and then we saw the Broncos missing six blokes last night and they won.
Yeah, it seems to be like that. I think, you know, the boys, they get really inspired, and there's blokes there that are really battling for positions. They want to stay there. So I think everyone, they lifted the occasion, and it showed over the weekend. Like you said, those teams that you just named, they put on some good performances. And, like I said, I think it's just the boys who really want to be there, and they rise to the occasion.
Moses, just reading an article about you. You grew up with Jake Friend. Do you speak to him regularly?
Yeah, Friendy. Really good match with Friendy and his family. I spent a lot of time with his family. And, I still speak to him regularly. I speak to him a couple of times a week. He just lives around the corner, actually, so I catch up with him. But he's going good. I think he's probably the next one to get a Queensland jumper. So everyone's really proud of Jake, and especially what he's turned his whole life around, pretty much. So it's he's going really well,
mate. You're Mr. Utility currently at the Bulldogs. You've been playing everywhere, and you had to wear that number 7 on the weekend. How did you find playing halfback?
Yeah, I've covered a few positions, haven't I? But, I was really proud to wear the 7. There's been some great players in this club to wear the number 7. So to get the 7 on my back is, I was quite proud of doing that.
And, mate,
I'm just glad we got a win.
And, mate, Josh Reynolds had a ball terror, if I could say that.
He
came out and he played very nicely.
Yeah, I think Josh just played like Josh, to be honest. Yeah. He's a great player. Everyone knows that. There's no arguing he's a gun, but, you know, he just struggled to find a little bit of form early in the season, and, he had a few injuries and suspensions. But, look, he came out and had a great game, and I think he silenced a few critics there, and hopefully he can keep that form going forward.
And tell you what, Frank Paul, the wrecking ball, he was Frankie Pritchard. He was fantastic, wasn't he? He was impersonating Frank Paul, the wrecking ball.
Yeah, well, Frankie's unbelievable. He's... I love having him inside. I think he covers a few tackles for me anyway. So, second of a try too. I think I owe him a coffee.
That's all right. And mate, Dez, he would have been, well, not so happy you let them back in, but for you, for the younger guys to rise to the occasion, he would have been happy after the game.
Yeah, he was. He was happy to, like I said, break the shackles. Literally, you know, we're struggling to put them points on the board. So to get a few points on the board is good. It's still early in the season, but, you know, we're coming to that point where we really needed to rise to the occasion and get some points.
Moses, great to have you on the show, mate. We're certainly getting to know you a little bit more, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Good stuff. Moses and Bai, from Nappies, I think, him and Jake Friend. They're in each other's backyard playing footy. Used to have 3-on-3 with the brothers.
And Queenslanders everywhere.
Queenslander.
Ah, good.
He won't be so chipper when he goes to training on Thursday, will he? Well, let's hope not, anyway.
Who knows? They have the bye. The Tigers have got the bye this week. So I don't think Des will give them too much of a weekend off. They'll be doing something.